Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and I'm glad you're here. Tim Stevens is here. Tim is a member of our Brain Trust, the author of Fairness is Overrated and 51 Other Leadership Principles. He's a team leader with Vander Blonman Search Group, which is an executive search firm that helps churches and ministries find great leaders. And he's a member of our Brain Trust. He's our friend, Tim Stevens. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks, Jim. So glad to be here this morning.
It's good to have you back. So you say, Tim, that leadership, having a leadership culture, developing and maintaining a leadership culture may be more important than having a strategy, a good strategy. Is that right?
You know what? I do think that's true. I've been...
Explain yourself.
I've been asked that question many, many times over the years when someone will visit the organization that I've been with, and they'll say, tell me how you create these leaders. They're just amazed by that. I worked with a church for 20 years, and we had, when I left, we had 129 staff members, mm-hmm. Large church in northern Indiana, and 123 of them were internal hires, leaders that we raised up from within the church and developed.
Right. Timothy's.
So people were kind of coming
call
in
Timothy.
And about,
Timothy's.
Yeah, there you go. coming in and asking about what's the strategy? What's going on here? And I really, as I kind of reflected on that and kind of just worked on that and developed philosophy over the years, really feel like it's more of a culture. It's less about prescribed curriculum or listening to lectures or going through, you know, this kind of series of steps that you have to take and you come out a leader on the other end. It's more about having a culture that that develops leaders, that is nurturing the mindset for that. It's more like the air that you breathe,
right,
rather than the tips that you teach.
The reason I think you're onto something, Tim, is because every company, every organization, every industry, it could be regional, it could be market-based, it could be climate based. It could be based on a lot of different things. Every organization has their own strategy, like navals, right? Everybody's different. But
sure.
The fundamentals of leadership are universal, are consistent. You can identify leadership, the traits of leadership. You can write those down. You can write them on a rock. They're not. They haven't changed. They're going to be the same in a church or in a small church, in a large ministry, or in a global company, isn't it?
Yeah, there's so much truth to that. I tell you what, I think, you know, when I think about what's a really solid leadership culture, I mean, a couple things that I just think are key, regardless of the kind of ministry or kind of a business you're in. I've now been privileged to serve in a nonprofit for 9 years. A church for 20 years, and now a small business for the last year. And to me, it's exactly what you're saying. It's very consistent. I think, you know, in a leadership culture, one thing that for sure is rising leaders are given significant responsibility. They don't have to wait for a diploma or experience. Even someone looks at them, sees potential, and, you know, lets them spread their wings and try stuff. And I think beyond that, even those leaders are not just given responsibility, they're actually given the authority to make decisions.
Well, and they're also given the latitude to take risks and to fail,
yes, sir,
and to demonstrate what level of courage they have. Courage might not be demonstrated when you take the risk. Courage might be when you say, "Okay, I failed at this. This is on me. I'm taking responsibility for it, and this is what I'm going to do about it. That to me, that's more like what courage looks like than somebody who says, you know, who starts slashing and being aggressive with an idea. But I think I do believe that the heart of leadership is courage. What do you think?
Oh, I think there's a ton of truth to that, and you know, unfortunately, there are businesses or entities that don't allow room for failure. Whereas I think in a positive leadership culture, failure is not a deal breaker. You lean in, you make sure that valuable lessons have been learned, and you encourage the one who failed for taking the initiative. Now, if they do the same failure three times in a row, there's probably a problem. But I think you're learning from it and moving on.
You have to ask great leaders when things don't work out like you think. Like you wanted them to, whether regardless of what happened, especially if it like you say, not when somebody makes the same mistake the third time, but when a mistake is made, great leaders say, "What did we learn?" That's the strongest management leadership question that I think can be asked him, because it's a redeeming question. What did we learn? When you say that to a person, you're telling them, okay, let's get smarter, and you're not going to get fired. What did we learn?
Yep. Oh, that's so true. And I think that the strength and the humility in that leadership is so crucial. I think, you know, great leaders, they give away the credit when someone on their team succeeds. They don't keep any of it for themselves. On the other hand, when someone messes up, they take the blame. They say, you know what, we'll do better, and ask those kinds of questions like you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and leaders, I like what you said about, you know, putting other people ahead. Leaders, when if you're going to grow leaders, if you're a leader, then you want to grow leaders. You want to promote leaders. And the way to do that is to help them be successful in their assignments, which as you said, allows them to get some credit, but also to teach them by example the servant leadership approach too, right?
Absolutely. You know, I think it takes a secure leader to, you know, deflect the praise and put that on their team. It takes a secure leader to raise up leaders, and even if that means that leaders are going to move off their team because they've grown in their capacity and their talent, and they're able to move into larger responsibility. I think experienced leaders in a healthy leadership culture are never satisfied with the number of leaders that they have. They're looking for ways to hand off leadership, to send out leaders, to create places for rising leaders to contribute.
Tim, can you give us a website, please?
Sure. So I work at Vanderblumen, so it's Vanderblumen. .com, VanderBloemen.com. And then my most recent book is Fairness is Overrated.
Yeah, that's the one I've got right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.